Well, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Rajan Sawhney, the Transportation Minister of the Province of Alberta, joins us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat. First of all, Rajan, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be joining you today, and we've got some good news to share, too.
Yes, why don't we start with that, the Driving Back to Work program, the second phase of that, I understand, just launched the other day here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's all happening there?
Sure. So I'll just start off by giving some background information. Now, we have projected, as well as the Alberta Motor Transport Association, that we're going to have quite the shortage in qualified truck drivers in the next couple of years. And as many of your listeners may be aware, we also had the MELT program that was implemented in Alberta in 2018. Now, what this means is that anybody who wants to be a commercial driver has to pay quite a significant amount of money to get through the driving program. And we know that there's lots of unemployed Albertans out there who would potentially love to have a career as a commercial driver. So the federal government and the provincial government came together to put together this grant that is available for all unemployed Albertans who want to pursue a career in commercial driving. And they can apply for this program and get 90% of the cost paid through this grant program.
And obviously when we talk about getting a commercial truck driver, this is obviously going to be help with getting people out there get their Class 1 driver's license as well, so they get into that driving industry, correct?
Exactly right. So this grant will provide a ton of funding for anybody who's unemployed and is eligible for the program, so they can go through all of the training, the class portion, the driving portion, and ultimately get their Class 1 license. And once they have their Class 1 license, they can pursue a career in trucking.
And certainly in the trucking industry, they do haul a lot of different imported products. And I'm sure when you were up in the region a couple months ago, you probably noticed that obviously we have different sort of resources and stuff around here, particularly in the forestry industry. And trust me, I've seen a lot of logging trucks going up and down that Highway 35 there. So will this kind of grant out there help with in getting more drivers out there as a way to keep, will this sort of help keep some of those kind of supply chains moving around the province?
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. And just to backtrack a little bit on this point as well, we were worried about supply chain disruptions due to the pandemic, and there are global disruptions happening right now. So this shortage of truck drivers that we have right now, it's a serious issue because we're definitely going to have to fill that shortage. And I know that I've heard statistics like 30% of Alberta's GDP comes in on the back of a truck. So it's important that we have enough drivers. It's important that the supply chain is kept going to the best of our ability. And it's also important for people who are not working right now to have opportunities to pursue different exciting and interesting careers. And I know traditionally truck driving has not been pursued to be super glamorous, but when I speak to people in the industry and long-standing truck drivers, they're very proud of what they do. They know that their work is essential and it's vital. And I'm here to talk about the fact that we value them and we need more. We need more truckers on our roads because their work is very important.
And we talked about having this grant program out there. How can people go about getting involved and getting a part of this grant that's out there now?
So we do have a Driving Back to Work grant program page on our website. So I would encourage anyone who's interested to Google that. And it outlines exactly what the program is, and there is also an application there that needs to be filled out. Now, what happens after the application is filled out, there's a contractor on the other end that works with the applicant to ensure that, first of all, they are unemployed or receiving EI benefits and that they meet all of the eligibility criteria. And there are a few pieces that the applicant has to pay on their own, like that's the medical application, for example, and the knowledge test. But beyond that, the remaining 90% is paid for by the provincial government. So this information is on our website. I'd be happy to send you the link afterwards, and people can take a look and fill out their application through there. And it's also important for everyone to note that this program was oversubscribed last time. And there's 500 positions available right now, so if you're interested, don't wait. Don't hesitate. Get on our website and check it out right away.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Trending 55 Posse, we always like to take a little dip into the personal lives, so we're showing, hey, you know what, these politicians are people too. So now when it comes to you, Ray John, when you're not busy with your roles, the transportation minister or as the MLA for your riding of Calgary Northeast, what kind of some things that you're up to on the rare occasions where you have free time for yourself?
Oh, boy. Those are most definitely rare occasions. Well, I've got four kids. Actually, my oldest daughter is, she's almost 26, so she always tells me I'm not a kid, so I'm a fully grown adult, and three younger kids, and the younger ones are 15 and almost 12-year-old twins, so you can imagine just busy with their activities, with school, lots of family time. I'm also an avid reader, so I kind of try to devour any interesting book I can get my hands on, and wish I had more time for that, but it's always family first. So lots of family time.
And recently, sounds like you got a number of things to keep you busy there. Alberta Transportation Minister Ray John Sani, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, and would love to join you again. I always have lots of updates, and I'd love for the folks in the Peace River region to hear what we're up to in the provincial government. So looking forward to my next visit with you.